Today's shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Tzadi Ches Omud Aleph. And we begin at the bottom of Tzadi Zayin Omud Beis, and we'll do Simen Samach Dalet today, the entire Simen. And the Mechaber begins with Sif Aleph. We're talking here about a person who makes a mistake in the reading of the Kriyat Shema. For example, Kirol Lemafreya, if you read the Shema out of order, which we'll explain in a moment, Lo Yotzo, one does not fulfill his obligation. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sif Katan Aleph, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vayu Hadvarim Ha'ela, V'gomer, these words, as they are, B'havi Yosun Yehu, as they are written, they should be said. Now, this is only found in the first two parashos. What about Parshas Vayomer? So the Mishneh Berurah says, V'av Parshas Vayomer, K'shetiknu Rabbanu L'yomer Mishum Mitzvah Z'chiris Yitzchias Mitzrayim, when the rabbis instituted that the third parsha should also be stated, should also be read, Gam Ken Ke'en Zeh Tiknu. They also said that it should be read just like the first two parashos, which is in the proper order. We'll see that that order means within the parasha itself, but the order of the three parashos is not Ma'akev. Well, the rabbis instituted that the first parasha of Yahavta should precede the second parasha Vayu and the third parasha Vayomer. So these three parashos have a set order, but it's not Ma'akev. And if you messed up the order, instead of doing 1, 2, 3, the 3, 2, 1, you would be Yotzi B'Di'evit. But within each parasha, one is not allowed to read the words L'mafreya. One can't read words or sentences out of order. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Bamed var mamurim, what are we talking about? Beseder Psukim, as I just mentioned, the order of the Psukim. So in paragraph 1, you have to read Pasuk 1, Pasuk 2, Pasuk 3, Pasuk 4. If you don't read it in that order, you're not Yotze. However, Avolem Hikdim Parsha L'Chaverta, if you read paragraph 2 before paragraph 1, while not ideal, Afa Pishen Rashah, you shouldn't do this, Yotze, you would be Yotze B'Di'evet, why L'Fish Einos Smucha Lo B'Torah, because the Parshos are not written in order in the Torah, as we'll see in a moment in the Mishneh Berurah. And Sivkot and Beis, the Mishneh Berurah writes that this is true to read the Psukim in order, and he says, V'koshikenim Sirius as a tables. And certainly, even if you flipped around the words, you read the fourth word in the sentence first, and then the third word, and then the second word, and then the first word, so that's also no good. He brings us down to the name of the Prima Godim. In Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah adds that when we said that the Parshios order is not Ma'akeh because they're not written next to each other in the Chumash, wrote Shalomar, the Mechaber is telling us she'eino ela takonos chachomim shehei sidrum koch, that the rabbis instituted the reading of Yahavta first, and then v'hayu v'hayoyim shemoah, and then Vayomer. And this was because the Gemara asked in Brachos, Gemara Sha'amra, Lomakod Mashma L'Vayom Shema, why did the rabbis say that Shema should be read first and only afterwards the second paragraph, Vayom Shema? K'dei she'yekabel L'Vayomach Shemaim Trila, the first you should accept upon yourself the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And only afterwards, V'achakach yekabel L'Vayom Mitzvos, and after you've accepted God, then you can accept God's mitzvos. But first you have to accept God. But that's in the ideal. If you didn't do it in that order, you're not Yotze L'chatchila, but you are Yotze B'di'evet. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Kara Parsha V'Torbo, if a person is reading the Shema and he makes a mistake within it. So Im Yodeh Hechantor, if he knows the point that he made the mistake, then go back to that mistake place and continue reading from there. Kigon Shekara Kula, he read the entire Shema, Elosha Dileg Pasuk Echa B'Yemtza. He skipped one of the Psukim in the middle. So then the Halacha is, Chozel Rosh Oso HaPasuk. You go back just to the beginning of that Pasuk. You don't have to repeat the Psukim in the paragraphs that are earlier in that pasuk, the Gomer Parsha, and then you continue reading it from there for the rest of that Parsha. If you don't know, you know you made a mistake in the second paragraph, but you don't know where in the second paragraph you made the mistake, then Chozel Rosh Parsha, then you have to go back to the beginning of the Parsha. Now again, as we pointed out in the first Sif, this is only true within each Parsha. The order of the Parshos is not Ma'akev. So if you read the entire first and second Parsha and you realize you made a mistake in the first Parsha, but you didn't make a mistake in the second Parsha, so your reading of the second Parsha counts, albeit B'di'evet. You just have to go back to the point where you made the mistake in the first Parsha. If you don't know where, then you go back to the beginning. And that's what the Mishneh Berurah says in Sivkot and Dalet. He brings down Kosav Pri Chodosh. Davka taught. First of all, we're talking about where the person made a mistake. Avol Behezid, if he intentionally did it out of order, Umimiskavein, in some way he purposefully read it out of order, then Chozel Rosh, then he can't be Yotze by just going to the point where he made the mistake. He has to go back to the very beginning. And he says this is similar to the Halach in regards to Shmon Esrei, which we'll learn in Simen Kuf Yudalid, Siv Zayin, and the Mogen Avram over there in Simen Kuf Dalid, and Siv Katan Vav is not so sure about this. Mistapik Bazeh, if you did it on purpose, you might be Yotze. in doing it this corrective way, by going back to the place where you made the mistake rather than going back to the beginning. And he brings down the Siman Samachay. We'll discuss this more in the Mishnah Berurah, the Ezer Hashem Yisparach, and look over there in Sivkot and Aleph, and the Bir Halacha over there. The Dirshu footnote number one brings down that the Mishnah Berurah is going to be saying over there, Shafilu Kishasach, if the person interrupted, Benezid, the Asa, and he did something wrong, however, she doesn't have to go back. If he didn't interrupt long enough to have completed the entire paragraph. As I said, we will see this in Yitz Hashem when we get to that Sif. Sif Hey, the Mishnah Berurah says, Pasuk Echod. You skip one pasuk in the middle of a paragraph. Vimdileg teva achas, if you skipped one word, so yeshomim shebazeh dai she'asol also atev v'yigmar. Then you just have to go back to the word that you made the mistake in. So let's say you made a mistake in the third sentence, third pasuk, in the third word, so you just have to go back to the third pasuk, the second word, which is the last word that you read correctly, and read the third word and onward from there, and you'll be fine. As long as that word that you made the mistake is the beginning of an inyan, even though it's not the beginning of a pasuk, if it's the beginning of a content of a similar nature, so then as long as it's the start of that content, it's okay to go just back there and not to the beginning of the pasuk. For example, he says, "Kigon shetileg mi pasuk v'shinamtu l'vanecha v'dibartu bom." You left out the word v'dibartu, so that's not the beginning of the pasuk. But since it's a separate inyan, a separate subject, it would be okay just to go back to v'dibartu. You don't have to go back to v'shinamtu l'vanecha. That's the opinion over here that the Mishnah Berurah brings down first. But then he brings down from the Sefer Elyo Rabba that he chriya mi kama rishonim, that he brings down in the name of various rishonim the tzorach lachzul liolam l'rosh osu pasuk, that it's not good enough to go back to the dibart over here, you have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk, v'shinamtum levanecha. A person can't just start the corrective action from the middle of the pasuk, but he has to go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, v'gomer ha-parasha, once you go back to the point where you made the mistake, you just have to read the rest of the parasha from that point and onward. You don't have to reread the parts that were before the mistake. Dim yomer rak osu ha-pasuk. You can't just, however, read the pasuk that you messed up on. Everything else I said, I just missed one pasuk. So psukim 1, 2, 3, I said right. 4, I messed up. 5, 6, 7, I read right. No, you can't just read 4 and then say, well, I was already yotzi 5, 6, 7. But you have to reread 4 and 5, 6, 7. Because otherwise, have it lay kriyal my friend, because then it would be out of order. You only realize you made a mistake in the first paragraph after you concluded the second paragraph. Even in this situation, then you only have to correct that from the first parsha. So let's say you read pasuk 1, you skip pasuk 2, then you read 3 and 4, let's say, and then you did the entire second parsha, so the second parsha counts, that's in the bank, because live ma'frei, the parsha also not ma'ake. Say that parsha also not ma'ake, as the Mishnah Berurah says. However, for paragraph 1, you made the first pasuk correctly, but you messed up on the second pasuk, so you have to read from the second pasuk and onwards to the end of the first paragraph, and then the first paragraph will now count, the second paragraph that you read previously already counts for you as well. Sifkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says you have to go back to the Rosh of the Parsha if you don't know where you made the mistake. Machma Sofek, because out of Sofek, you have to go back to the beginning. Afilu ha-yazeh b'parsha shniyah. And even if this was in the second paragraph, which, afilu mamdiyom b'parsha shniyah d'rabbanim, which according to some, as we pointed out in previous shurim, is not a chiyav d'araisa for the mitzvah of kriyashma, nevertheless, the kivan da'osuk b'kriyashma tzorek l'sakin ha-kol. Since you are in the middle of kriyashma, and you made the mistake there, so they all come together, so to say, and you have to correct it, even though on its own it might not have been d'araisa, but you have to go back and correct it. And the issue footnote number 3 brings down the chayla inya misha mistapik im kari kriyashma. If you're uncertain, if you read kriyashma, so we will learn in Simon Samach Zayin, Shiach Zolikro Afisa Parsha Shnia. So if you're not sure, you could argue, well, I only have to read the part that was Daraisa. So if they in Daraisa, you go Luchumra. So reread it again. But the part that's Midirabanon, if I have a Sothek, I shouldn't have to read it again. So how come you have to read it again? So he says, even though this chayiv to read it again is only midirabbanon. Nevertheless, the rabbi said to read it again, and he explains over there, because this is the takanon chazal. Shekol pam shechayavim lekora, when you have to read the Shema, you have to read the parts that are d'araisa and d'rabbanon, and this was the way the rabbi set this up, and therefore, you have to reread the entire parts that you have a suffix about, even those that are d'rabbanon. He furthermore adds, Sha'atin Barolo Shikoros HaParsh Rishona. Even though you know for certain you read the Doraisa part correctly, and the Suffolk is only in the Darabonim part, nevertheless, we call Mokom Yeshul Lachzov Lakori, you have to go back and read the second parasha, Kivin Shemi Yekor, Kach Tichnu Shiyachzov, because this is the way the rabbi set this mitzvah up. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Vim Zehaya, Heya Zeh Beparsha Rishona. So if you made the mistake in the first paragraph, so then Tolib is there. These are the possibilities over here. Im Zochish Omar Shema Bekavona. If you know for certain that you said Shema and Vegan Baruch Shem for Machosoli on Vred with Kavona, and you don't know where else you made the mistake in the first paragraph, then it's sufficient to go back. Chose Levi Yahafta. You don't have to reread the Shema and Baruch Shem again. You just start from the Yahafta. But if you don't know that you said the Shema b'Chavona, so then then you certainly have to go back to the very beginning. Because if you don't know for certain that you read it with Kavona, so then it's as if you didn't read it at all. And now, since you have to read the Shema again, so now you can't have said, well, I was yotzei with the other parts, because then it would be l'mafreya. And therefore, you have to read the Shema, Baruch Shem, and the entire first paragraph. However, he points out and he reminds us, V'yikrena b'lachash o yamtimat. You can't say it out loud right away, because then it may be reading Shema twice in a row, which we already said, Mishaskin or so. So the second time you read it quietly to yourself, or wait a little bit in between, so it doesn't look, Shlo yireh kikore Shema Shema. It doesn't look to anybody listening that you're saying it twice, Shema Shema, which we said is Mishaskin or so. This footnote number 5 brings down, he reminds us, if there's nobody else there, we had brought down previously, Shemutra Afilu B'Kol Rom, then you could say it out loud as well. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Tor Bein Parasha LeParasha. If a person made a mistake, he's not sure which parasha is in. He finished reading a parasha, he doesn't know, did he finish reading the first parasha, or did he finish reading the second parasha? Shu Yodea Shasi in Parasha, he knows he finished a parasha, Vein Yodea Mishon Mishni, he doesn't know if it was the first parasha that he concluded, or the second parasha that he concluded. So what should he do in this situation? The Mechaber writes, Chozer LeParasha Mishona, V'yaskol V'yim Shemor. He goes back to the very beginning of the second parsha. He knows he read one parsha, so he certainly read the first parsha for sure. The question is, did he read the second parsha also? So since we don't know, as we just pointed out, you have to go back and repeat it. So he goes back to the beginning of V'yim Shemor, the second parsha. If Katan Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'eino Yodeh, he doesn't know which parsha he finished. U'mayrish eino zocher klal shum teva shomim parsha shniyah. He can't even remember any word, because of course if he can remember one certain phrase that's only found in the second parsha, then you know which parsha he completed. So here we're talking about where he just knows he finished, he was half asleep when he said it maybe, whatever the situation may be, and he doesn't know which parsha he read. He doesn't recall any of the words in it. And likewise, he hasn't started the next parsha, which is Vayomer. Because the im, achar shehiskel Vayomer, if he already started the next parsha, then we have the right to assume, ololo asafik alibo, tolinen demistom aragam parsha shnia kifi hergelo. Because if he started the third paragraph already, Vayomer, so then mistoma, he finished the second paragraph, and in his sleepy way of saying it, he does his routine, and he knows that after the second paragraph comes the third paragraph, so mistoma, if he's reading the third paragraph, he probably just read the second paragraph. So the only situation that we're talking about here, according to Mishnah Berurah, is he finished a parsha, has not started the next parsha, and now he doesn't recall if he's in the middle of the first parsha, or had he finished the first parsha, or had he finished the second parsha. Sif Dalet is very similar, and this concludes Siman Samach Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Hoya Omed Ubichad Sav Tom. He's in the middle of the last sentence of the first paragraph, which is V'chasav Tom Am Zuzos Besechu V'sherecha. V'eni Yodeh, if he was in the first paragraph, Ubichasav Tom Shebeparsha Rishona, Ubichasav Tom Shebeparsha Shnia. He doesn't know if he's reading the last paragraph, the last pasuk of the first paragraph, which is the same as the last pasuk of the second paragraph. He doesn't know which V'chasav Tom Am Zuzos Besechu V'sherecha he's reading. So what does he have to do in this situation? The Mechaber says, Chozer L'chasav Tom Shebrishona. He has to assume he's reading the first paragraph, the concluding pasuk of the first paragraph, and he finishes that, and then he's done with the first parsha, and he starts reading V'hoyim Shema. This is only true, the Mechaber says, V'hani mili shelo hischel l'man yibu yimechan. That's when he hadn't started the words l'man yibu yimechan, which is the end of the second paragraph. But if he went on beyond, U'saptom am zos v'sechu v'sherecho l'man yibu yimechan, then again, we can assume that that's shigra delishna, that's the normal way, and he probably is up to that point. Avolim hischel l'man yibu yimechan in tzorech l'achzor, he doesn't have to go back, because then we can assume the sirche nokat v'yosa, the adhesion over here, so to say, of the words, his normal fluidity of saying the words together has probably meant that he was in the middle of the second paragraph, the end psukim of the second paragraph, and when he said uksatam am zot besach v'sherecha, and he goes right into leman yirbu mistama, that's where he was, and not that he made a mistake in the first paragraph and suddenly started saying leman yirbu and skipped the entire second paragraph. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tes further explains, and he writes, why did the Mishnah, the Mechaber, give us the example of Saftom? He could have given us the example of Kshartom. So he points out, no, that wouldn't have been exact, because the Kshartom HaRishon who Bekamatz, Shulah Shinyoche, the first one, Ukshartom Liosa Yadecha. The second paragraph is Hashenu Besego, Ukshartem Shulah Shin Rabin. The difference between the two is subtle, but it's significant, and a person wouldn't make a mistake between these two. The Taz brings another reason. The Taz cause of Otam. She'ein derech lit oz b'em tzor. Person doesn't make a mistake usually in the middle. The yochol lahargish l'fi asman shi'ischol l'kroz. Because he can see how far it is from the beginning of the paragraph to know where he's up to. Avol kishomei besop, when he's at the end, she'ish kan kitzaz man aruch. It's already has been a significant amount of time. Shapi yochol l'fom litos d'shem osim aparshishniyah. It's then possible for a person to make a mistake and not realize it was in the first paragraph at the conclusion or at the second paragraph. Sivkot Nyud, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Im Hiskil, however, if he started to say Vayomer, then we said we can assume he's in the second paragraph. Rotsu Lomar, and his topic, Loachakach, Penomar, Leman Yirbu, Achar Uksavtom, Shabaparsha Rishona, he's not sure now when he thinks about it, did I say Leman Yirbu after the second paragraph, or maybe I somehow mistakenly started it after the first paragraph. So even in this situation, afilu hochei in tzorach lachzor, he doesn't have to go back, because we can assume the mistam omar kifi hergel lomar leman yirbu achar uksavtom b'shnia. We can make the assumption that he's saying it in the right order. If he realizes in the middle of another word, the person is finding himself half asleep and he wakes up and he sees it at a certain point, he does have the right to halachically assume that he stated all the words beforehand, that he doesn't have to say, I don't remember that I said them, I have to go back. But if he's up to that point, so mistama, he said them all correctly. And finally, Sivkat Nidalef, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ein Tzorach Lachzor, you don't have to go back to the beginning. If you started saying Vayomer, that's when you're reading it by yourself. If a person is davening with a minyan, he sees that he's not sure if he's in the end of the first or the second paragraph, but he sees the entire tzibur is still in the first paragraph, so then, presumptively, he's also in the first paragraph. Here it's pretty evident from the fact that the tzibur is up to that point that he made a mistake, and not that this was shigur de lishna, that he said it in the right order. Likewise, vice versa. He's up to the pasuk uchsaptom. The pasuk b'shulchan aruch zechozi l'chsaptom risha. When you're not sure, you have to go back to the first paragraph. He says everybody else is already almost done with the Shema, so Mistama, he's done as well. He sees it there at that point in time that there's no way that he would be so far behind everybody else. Yomar Gam Kain, he can then assume that he is up to that point, and he should say Leman Yirbu, but it doesn't go back to the end of the first paragraph. Again, the reasoning is the Mistama who Kroa Gam Kenashnir Kamosim. He probably kept up to the same pace as them. Raglaim Ludovarika, and we have proof by the fact that everybody else is up to that point. The Dinin Shina Be'ez Bracha Mikafi Masha Tovalo Chachamim. And likewise, if a person is not sure if he made a mistake in the nature of a bracha that the Chachamim taught us, Shekos of Magen Avraham Shem Rambam, that this is brought down by the Magen Avraham in the name of the Rambam. All of these halachas, if a person is not sure if he made the bracha correctly, we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem in Simen Samach Ches in the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Shom, and that concludes today's Shir and Simen Samach Dalet.